We would like to welcome everybody to the second episode of the Inside Out Worship Podcast. We'd like to thank everybody for choosing us to listen to this show. And we'd just like to also let y'all know that we have now a hotline that you can call in, leave your message, or leave a shout out. At area code's 206-309-0054. That's 206-309-0054. Also, you could email us at insideout@podomatic.com. That's PODOMATIC, podomatic.com. Well, we're excited today. We have Brandon Patterson, and later on the show, we're going to be interviewing him and getting some insight of what he experiences as a worship leader and as a worshiper. Now we have Adriana. She has a thought of the day today.
Hi, guys. We're going to have a thought of the day. What's going on inside my crazy head for the week? Today, this morning, I woke up with a big headache that I still had from 3 days already going. And I was just laying down and thinking, why in the world has this Tylenol have not kicked in? And thinking, okay, the medicine I'm taking is not working. What do I need to do? What am I eating something wrong, doing something wrong, not getting enough sleep? And then I just stopped and thought, hello, who is your God? He's like the great physician. So, you know, why as Christians do we forget who our God is? I was just like amazed at how quick we can forget that. He is our everything, and anything that we need, He is there for us, for any area of our life, whether it be just simply Him reminding us how much He loves us and that He's there for us, or just like He's our provider and He is our comforter, He's our friend, He's just everything. Why are we so quick to forget who He is? And I just want to remind everybody, hello, our God is everything to us. He is our great physician, He is the healer, He is the comforter, our rock, our salvation, our refuge, our friend. He's just everything. So just dwell and chew on that this week. See you next week.
Yeah, and if anybody has any other prayer requests or friends that are going through something that you want us to lift up in prayer, just make sure and just email it to us at insideout@podomatic.com or leave us a message there at the hotline at 206-309-0054. All right. Well, I want to welcome Brandon. Can I say your last name?
I don't know, man.
Brandon Patterson. This is going worldwide, you know. Brandon Patterson to the podcast, and we're just going to just talk a little bit about worship. And him is also on the worship team, his perspective there, and also as a worshiper. All right, Brandon.
All right. So, today we're talking about worship. What I've come to understand about worship is that it's really more than coming together every week and sort of like singing songs. And even if we worship like God with that music, I feel that it's that coming together on these days is like a reflection of how we live our lives. Like we see in the Bible, we see these people in the Old Testament sacrificing to God as they're worshiping and they're sacrificing things for Him. And I feel that's the heart of worship, is we sacrifice what we think is right and what we think or we feel is what we want, and we just give it to God, and He'll take that. You know, all the scripture, like Galatians 2:20 says that it's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. So it's just really, it's funny, like, people, like, we don't think about that, you know? Sometimes we get caught up, you know? And it's like, wow. You know, like, God really can be my everything, you know? I just have to let Him. And it's all about, like, He's not going to pursue us if we don't pursue Him. And that's the depth of it. Yeah.
We're, like, worshiping sometimes, and you say, man, not everybody's really getting into it, you know. And it really is, like we're talking about here, is you know, they need to press in. They need to, you know, for the Lord to move, because if not, the Lord would just say, okay, y'all worship me, you know, and then everybody would worship, right? But he gives us that freedom, you know, of you know, entering in or not entering in. And I think sometimes, you know, as worship leaders, we kind of get down sometimes, but we got to realize that you know, they have to press, you know, they have to press in, and our us as worship leaders or lead worshipers, you know, we have to press in even more than they do, so we can lead them there, you know. So
yeah, as worship leaders, it's a very interesting position, because we've been given, like, I guess, just this, like, authority to like be a standard, basically, in that room. Like, if you think about it like that, you know, like, not, like a, like an authority to, because, like, if we're living our lives and not even thinking about God and go on that stage and sing songs, really, like, we're not, like, I mean, it's just like it's a heart, you know, it comes down to the heart. And it's so funny. Like, I've learned so much over the past, like, week or so, just about, like about God and about just so many things about, like, being, like, selfless. It's like, living a life, like, I don't know, it's just so amazing. Like, I was saying earlier, like, it's about sacrifice, right? Like, and as we go and as we do, like, we're like, should I watch TV? We don't even think that far, though, you know, like, but God's like, you know, like, your eyes are like gateways to your heart, you know. And we see all this stuff on TV, and I mean these simple things, like, sometimes we don't think about, but it's just like, if we give him time, he will truly give us more, like, more of himself. And it's like, yeah, it's just really, it's a lot more deep than I had really understood. And, like, that on the stage, like, in a situation where people are worshiping the Lord, as we lead in worship, it's our spirit on that, and it's, you know, like, it's true, our true selves are our spirits, you know. And it's, and as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, I believe that they see that. And no matter if they're thinking carnally or if they're thinking spiritually, they're drawn to that because they're believers. And I mean, even people who aren't believers, they see that relationship happening, and just that self-sacrifice that like, has been gone through. And yeah,
one thing that I've kind of learned during the years, you know, I probably started leading worship when I was probably like 20, I think. I won't say how old I am now, but now I'm about to be 30 in like a couple of months. I mean, in 1 month, in October. But yeah, that's something I've learned through the years, you know, is that, you know, the more and more, like, every time I get the opportunity to lead people in worship is just being comfortable on the stage, you know, and get rid of all the nervousness or what are people going to think, or, you know, do I have my songs down, you know. Once you get up, you know, on the stage, then pretty much, you know, you gotta put all that aside and just let the Lord take control and just flow with him, you know. And I've just learned that through the years, that, you know, you just gotta get comfortable with it, you know. It's like anything, you know, people that do a certain task, you know, at a job or something, you know, they get better and better during the years go by, and they'll get more comfortable at it. You know, but at the same time, you're comfortable at it, it could be dangerous in the sense that, like, you're just doing it. You know, so then you got to come back and say, Lord, use me, and Lord, just, you know, push me to learn more about you, and how do you want me to lead these people in worship and stuff like that.
And just thinking about this consumed thought, this consumed, like, consumed is not, like, partial, you know. It's fully, and it's, like, it's real. And I don't think God's really joking around, like, when he says, I'm a consuming fire. He wants to be like I was saying before, he'll give us what we want basically of him. And if we don't, like, if we want all of God, he's a consuming fire, and he will fully, like, give us, like, everything as we, like, sacrifice ourselves. But if we're not, it's not, it's just, like, it's kind of cheating our, it's cheating ourselves and cheating all the potential people we could be spreading the gospel to. And just, it's interesting to have that understanding. But, like, this fall retreat, it's so amazing, like, to have that word, you know, to have that word to define a situation or a going out into the woods with a youth group, you know. It's so cool, just cuz, like, there's so much unity in that, because we're getting away, like, everyone is basically fasting all those things, all those TV, all these, like, images, all these things that just consume our minds if we're not careful. And it's like it's amazing how truly retreats draw people closer to God and closer together, and just that worship is just defined, and it's like everything that is, what am I thinking about? I'm thinking like the fire just burns, you know, like over, if it's wood or if it's hay, it's gonna go away. Like, those are the simple things that God, he consumes away. And we're the rock, we're the gold, you know, like the thing that stays. I mean, I'm not really sure if I can't remember what verse that is, but I remember somebody talking about that, and it just made me think of it.
Just gonna read here from Hebrews 12:25, on it says, "See to it that you obey God, that the one who is speaking to you. For if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, how terrible our danger if we reject the one who speaks to us from heaven. When God spoke from Mount Zion, his voice shook the earth. But now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that the things on earth will be shaken, so that only eternal things will be left. Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe, for our God is a consuming fire."
Man, bro, like, when I think of all these things, like, this word of truth, it definitely offends the flesh, and it definitely offends the selfish man, and, like, that lives as this body. And it's like it totally just lifts the spirit. Like, when you think, and when you like, that goes with that partiality thing. Like, if we don't take that into full, like, what it really means, like, God is gonna shake everything. Jesus is coming back, and the things are gonna be shaken. And it's like as we put that flesh down, more will be given to us, and God trusts us with more. It's amazing. Like, it's true in it. The word of God will stand forever. It's amazing. I think that whenever you're saying, George was just talking to me about being encouraged to worship God and just get involved in ministry and things like that. And I think that is, the thing that I thought about was in Acts, when you see Paul Paul and Silas, Peter, no, not Silas, wasn't in Acts. I don't know why I said that name, but like, we see Peter and Paul, like, Peter and all the people in the beginning, they're discipling people, and they're sticking together. And they're close, and they're always together, and they catch each other when they're in sin, and they're like, you know, like, I mean, it's obvious if you live like in the same environment, or if you're like, the thing is, I feel like God wants us to be really checking each other out, because like if we have sort of a, like, I've had the mindset before, like, oh well, I do this, you know, or I look at internet pornography, you know, like, it's only like whatever, like whenever I get too hard. But like, truly, like, if we let ourselves fall and we don't tell anybody and we don't seek others' guidance and just become unified, like, we're gonna fall and just be like the world. And it's like this prophetic worship guy, this prophet was saying, he was talking to God, I think it was Jason Upton, he was talking to God and he was saying, like, God, I want to be your warrior, I want to war for you. And God was telling him, bro, you look like your enemy. What are you doing? Like, and he just went off, and he was like, I mean, he was singing it over and over, and I was just like, wow, I look like my enemy. I'm living in, like, sin, and I'm like, I'm not, I don't know, it's just, and I feel like what really can help us in this life, before any, like, coming together, even as the church, I feel like there's a strong need for individuals to get together more often than once a week to like build that foundation of believers that are unified, and they stick out for each other, because this is warfare, and no matter how we might understand it, truly it is, like, the enemy will attack us in any way, and really, if we don't listen to the Lord, we nullify our ears to Him, and it's amazing just to have that revelation. And I encourage anybody that's listening to this to just like Pastor Allen was always saying, like, stick with people like that are followers of God just like you. And as you seek God, don't compromise it, because really, it's not worth it at all, you know. This life that we live is too short, even though it might seem long or whatever. And I believe that spirit of unity, and I believe that even thinking right now, like, that spirit of unity, in a group of young people in a church, is possible, and it is very real, and it has happened before. If we read Acts, you know, it's definitely, they're not old men, you know, they're not, I mean, it doesn't matter if they're old men, but I mean, I'm just putting it in our perspective, you know, like I guess the youth perspective, like we look at these patriarchs and we imagine them as the, like, holy men or something, but truly they're just people, and they just, all they did was sacrifice themselves and have faith in God. And like, it's yeah. And I definitely feel like whatever we might think of somebody else, or like whatever comes up in some kind of drama, is not worth keeping our mind on, you know, because if we keep our mind on that, we're not thinking about God, and we're not worshiping God. And that will hold us from sticking it together with some other people. And really, like, it's a great way that God has called us to be unified. And I believe the church is called to do that. And then to exhort each other, and just to, like, bless each other, and just to lift each other up, and know each other's faults, and know each other's weaknesses and strengths, and to just continue to bless each other, and to do all these things by the Spirit of God. And yeah, I encourage you, like, whoever's listening to this, you're all people, you know, no matter who you are. And I just encourage you to seek God, and to seek people who love God more than you do, more than you do, so that you could catch something that God's doing, you know, like, and I encourage you not to sit and sit and just do nothing, because God does have a plan, and He's said it before you, and He's calling out to you, and you can hear Him. If you've been born again, you hear the voice of the Lord. Jesus says that in the New Testament and the Gospels.
I'm sure we'll have you back on here again. We'll get Brandon back up here. I love talking to Brandon. He's got some cool insights of the Lord speaking to him. And we just want to thank him for coming out and taking time out of his day and coming to talk to us. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you later. You want to say a shout out, Brandon?
For all my Jesus lovers out there, keep worshiping God, and keep seeking His face, because He truly loves you more than you will ever understand.
Well, that's it for the show. We hope you enjoyed it this week, and we'll see you again next week. God bless and take care. Peace.